So now, you know, and I don't know why they do this. From time to time, the NFL teams will wear their retro uniforms.
I think that's cool.
Well, they do that.
Baseball teams do that too.
They do that for revenue because people go out and buy the new jerseys.
Oh, is that what it is? They can buy New Jersey? What? Oh, never mind.
But would you really want to?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, it is the Garden State.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, the 1934 throwback Steelers Bumblebee uniforms, basically the ugliest of all ugly uniforms, will be used this weekend.
I don't know. Have you seen the Astros rainbow uniform?
I like those.
I like it, except that the number is like right at their crotch.
Yeah.
So you have to look down there.
It's interesting because that became kind of the style to do that rainbow thing.
Yep.
And actually, North Carolina's baseball team did that, and their color is blue. And so it looked pretty neat in blue because it was stripes of different shades of blue.
That was cool.
Yeah, and it finished up, you know, with the Columbia blue the North Carolina Columbia blue thing. So that looked all right. But orange is just pretty much a difficult color to put together with anything else and
the
not
worst,
make it just stand out.
The worst uniform, however, is the one that Green Bay wears, their throwback uniforms.
Well, again, I think they all look a whole lot alike. They're just, you know, pretty ugly.
There's this vomit brown and yellow.
Yeah. And well, and again, they probably did that because that's, you know, whoever the guy was who's making the uniforms had a lot of that material left. I mean, it wasn't like team colors were important back
then. They were
then.
Meat packers, and it's like, hey, yeah. Brown is meat. We'll do
that's
that.
That's right. Hey, dead, you know, dried blood looks like that. So,
ooh.
All right. So Clint Eastwood has done a new TV commercial.
Yep.
No chair involved.
Nope.
It's for Mitt Romney, and he shows up on camera for about 3 or 4 seconds, and that's it. And,
you know, he talks like this now.
And but that's who it is if you happen to see it. Chris Matthews claims that if he decided to run for the Senate, that he could have been a star in the Democratic Party.
Oh, my God.
Once again, that
that gives
was,
a tingle down my
yeah,
leg.
That's right. That was Chris Matthews telling us about Chris Matthews. Probably be better if somebody else had said that. There might be a little more authenticity to it. But, you know, Chris wanted to tell us what Chris would be like had Chris been a senator. So Chris did that for us.
Chris is a dork.
Yeah, he is. All right. So Donald Trump's big bombshell.
Oh, that was so stupid.
You know, at some point you just feel like you've been had one more time.
Yeah.
But you know what? People keep giving this guy, you know, they keep giving him a platform.
Yep.
And he goes out there and does it. So in case you missed it, the big announcement released on YouTube amounted to nothing more than Trump offering to give $5 million to the charity of the President's Choice, Inner City Children in Chicago. Trump helpfully suggested in return for the president releasing all of his college records and applications and passport records and applications. Well, what's interesting is some of the first people to really get after Trump were the pundits on the right. Michelle Malkin said that Donald Trump is a clown and not a friend of conservatism. Roger Simon, who writes for Politico, said on Facebook, quote, I bet I could find 1 million Americans who donate $5 each to see Mitt Romney's back tax returns, end quote, which is probably right.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, there's Trump being Trump. What? Hello?
Yeah, just think how many charities out there are calling all of their friends and saying, send the president a note. We want to be his favorite charity. Yeah. Please release them.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, he could.
Not bad.
Yeah, be all right. So anyway, that's what that. Oh, and the other surprise. Now, yesterday, Gloria Allred, who's kind of a cockroach, you know. It's one of those, it's not what you eat, it's what you fall in and screw up, you know. What? No, that's Daryl Royal. Daryl Royal.
Yes, it is.
He's the one who's attributed with that quote.
Daryl K. Royal.
That. Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, is it wrong?
I mean, absolutely
think about
not.
It.
When you're describing a human being.
Yeah, well.
She's not much of one.
No, she's not. She's an attorney to begin with. And,
okay.
I didn't say that part. You did.
That's right. Anyway, she supposedly had another surprise about Mitt Romney because he testified in the divorce case between Tom and Maureen Stemberg, and Tom is the founder of Staples, which is one of the companies that, you know, Romney always talks about Bain Capital having done a really good job of saving them. Anyhow, she supposedly has these, there's this stuff that's sealed in the divorce proceedings, which is, you know, not necessarily unusual, but Gloria Allred out there with Tom's ex saying, let's go ahead and just release these things that Mitt Romney said in open court. And Romney's attorney's going, yeah, whatever, go ahead. That's fine. So there's nothing to it. So
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the two surprises were really not surprises at all.
Hey, I stumbled across something that I think is kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
Go to obamasbudget.com. It's not a pay site.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's free. All right.
Well, if you did that yesterday, it brought up an error message on Google that was, oops, sorry, no such site.
Cool. All right.
Which I thought was funny.
Yeah, well. It's like when you do you Google in French military victories. It says, do you mean French military defeats?
Nonetheless, one of our friends here at the radio station bought it.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, we're sorry, that document could not be found, and it's a 404 error. Now,
oh, very
you
good.
That
oh,
page.
Excellent. There you go. Just in time for the election.
It's funny.
Yeah. Hey, and another, I don't know, surprise that got some attention yesterday was, apparently... the healthy glow that comes from the Republican presidential nominee comes out of a can. That's right. Mitt Romney spray tans.
Really?
Yes, according to a knowledgeable source.
At least he's not going to get cancer.
That's true. This solves a long-running mystery of
Remember,
the
campaign. Remember, he said he liked Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of that on Jersey Shore.
They do. Well, yeah. The thing is, they said if you'll look, they said... For instance, when he appeared at the forum on the Spanish language station Univision, he was especially dark that time,
well.
He said. And if you compare his ears to his face, they're not the same.
To be honest, I feel Obama would look better with a spray tan. I do.
To cover his freckles, it wouldn't make his ears any smaller. I'm not sure. Well, really? Okay. Well, that's pretty. How do you tan a black guy?
He just. Well, he doesn't look. But to me, he's always looked really pale.
Oh, he.
He does.
For a black guy.
He does. Okay. Let's be honest.
He doesn't have a healthy glow. Is that
no,
it?
He's just kind of ashy.
Well, okay. Well, there you are. That's good enough. Then let's see what, and so as a result, his ears are lighter than his face. Now, in his defense, Romney pays for the cosmetic treatments himself, which probably makes it easier for the campaign to just deny the report, but the spray tan experts say it is most definitely true. So there you go. He spray tans. So should we elect somebody who spray tans? Yeah, it'd be all right. Now.
In this day and age, I'm guessing most of them doing some form or fashion.
I'm going to say if that's all there is to it, then, shades of orange. And then this is probably something the president didn't like necessarily. His former national security advisor, James Jones, told Charlie Rose, people don't watch him, but he's still on TV, on PBS this week, that the present administration's policies really haven't achieved very much in the Middle East. So for all the... the chest beating, the thumping that the president has done about what he has done to build relations in the Middle East. This guy says, well, really not so much. And since he's in foreign relations, I guess he might have known about that.
There you go.
There at 646.